I'm Nikki Strong. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Islamic State group is losing ground in Iraq. The Secretary of State said Islamic State's leaders and fighters are being eliminated and the group's rank-and-file members are losing hope. As VOA's Jeff Custer reports, Kerry made the statements during a quick visit to Baghdad Friday for talks with Iraqi leaders.
Kerry traveled to Iraq from Bahrain on a previously unannounced trip that marks his first visit to Baghdad since 2014. He held talks with Iraqi leaders, including Prime Minister Adar al-Abadi and Foreign Minister Ibrahim al-Jafari. Kerry said the United States is committed to ending the threat from Islamic State militants and helping rebuild Iraq.
I made very clear in every one of the meetings that I had today that the United States is determined that together with our friends and allies in Iraq and the coalition, we will succeed.
Kerry's visit comes as Iraqi-led forces push to retake the northern city of Mosul, which fell to Islamic State militants nearly 2 years ago. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon told a conference on preventing violent extremism that the world has to do more to tackle its root causes in order to defeat it.
We need a more comprehensive and balanced approach that addresses the drivers of violent extremism. I think we should invest and focus more on prevention.
Mr. Ban said that young people who feel marginalized, alienated, or isolated from society are vulnerable to extremist messages. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis says that the world's Catholics should look to their own conscience more than hard and fast rules when it comes to sex, marriage, and family life. In a major church document entitled The Joy of Love, Francis did not issue any new laws or regulations guiding Catholic marriage. He instead appeared to endorse a case-by-case basis for dealing with the remarriage of Catholics. The pontiff urged Catholic clergy to avoid what he called cold bureaucratic morality and instead to look for God's grace in wonderfully complicated family situations. Father Robert Gall is an associate professor of ethics at the Pontifical University of the Holy Cross.
So we find here a reaffirmation of the Church's teaching regarding marriage, fidelity, and openness to life. But we find new terminology, which is going to be really helpful to people in the most diverse situation.
Pope Francis also said that gays should be respected, but did not change the Church's position on same-sex unions. And on abortion, the Pope said that no alleged right to one's own body can justify a decision to terminate intrauterine life, which is an end of itself. Greece has resumed deporting migrants to Turkey as part of a controversial European Union-Turkey deal, which seeks to stem the flood of migrants in Europe. As Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, the deportations come as human rights groups voiced alarm.
Two vessels carrying more than 100 deportees arrived in the Turkish Aegean port of Dikili Friday after making the short journey from the Greek island of Lesbos. Most of those deported were Pakistanis. Upon arrival, they were fingerprinted, underwent a health check, and sent to detention centres, where they faced the prospect of being sent back to their home countries. On Thursday night, the Turkish parliament ratified a readmission agreement with Pakistan. The EU has committed itself to give more than $6.8 billion in assistance, along with a commitment to accept one refugee from a Turkish-Syrian refugee camp in exchange for every deportee sent to Turkey. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Russia's Interstate Aviation Committee says the pilots of a Fly Dubai passenger plane that crashed in Rostov-on-Don March 19th had acted in a contradictory manner minutes before the plane crashed. All 62 people on board the aircraft died. The Aviation Committee's first report says the pilots attempted two landings in bad weather before climbing to 900 meters and abruptly pushing the nose of the aircraft downward. That action caused the plane to plummet into the ground at more than 600 kilometers per hour. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.